The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
There's a new weight loss product that's quickly becoming part of the Blaze family, and it works great. Hi there, it's Doc Thompson for Riduzone, R-I-D-U-Zone.com. I love the story about how a previously undiscovered molecule found in olive oil can help control appetite and boost your metabolism. What I didn't realize is how many of us here at the Blaze just love the stuff. Chris, Sarah, Tom, even Stu, all lost 10 pounds minimum in the last 21 days. Check out Riduzone.com, R-I-D-U-Zone.com. Use the promo code DOC and get 30% off your order. That's Riduzone.com.
Yeah, definitely arrested. Well, the only thing, it depends upon the police officer, but there's a good chance I would have been arrested. I would have done something that could have led to my arrest. That would have been my reaction. Hey there, it's Doc Thompson. Welcome to the Morning Blaze. A two-year-old toddler in a Georgia grocery store kept asking his dad for a candy bar in the checkout line. I don't know if you're a parent. You've been around kids. That happens. I'm going to get him. No, we can't. I'm going to get him. No, I got him. I'm going to get him. And it just keeps going like this, right? It was one of those scenarios. The dad said, no, we're too far in the line. I'm checking out. No. And the dad ignored him. That's when a stranger, a 62-year-old named Juan Martinez, grabbed the two-year-old and spanked him three times. Stranger. Just standing there. Grabbed the kid and began to spank him. And when he was done, he turned to the dad and said, that's how we deal with kids in Mexico. No, that they weren't in Mexico. Not that it matters. I'm just clarifying here. They were in Georgia. Grocery store in Georgia. That's how we deal with kids in Mexico. The dad called the police. Cops said Martinez smelled like alcohol and slurred his speech. So it was probably more like, that's how we deal with kids in Mexico. Something like that. I think I would have been arrested. Well, no, I mean, it just comes down to the police officer. I mean, I would have done something to get arrested. I would have popped the guy. I'm trying to think what my actual... I mean, a second of disbelief, maybe. What the hell are you... And then I would have grabbed my kid out of the guy's arms. I know I would have shoved him. Probably hit him at that point. And depending upon his reaction, I definitely would have hit him there. Now, the only difference is if my wife would have been there. No, because she would have hit him first. No, I'm not saying I wouldn't have done it if my wife was there. I wouldn't have had to have done it. My wife was there. My wife would have gone all tiger mom on him. Oh, we should have gone nuts on the guy. I would have had to have saved the guy. Honey, please, seriously, he's bleeding. Stop, seriously. She would have gone ballistic on the guy. So how would you have handled this? I mean, I think most people, right? I mean, that's not tough talk where people are like, well, you touch. No, I'm serious. I think my reaction would have been grab the kid, you know, make sure he's safe, and shove the guy and maybe end up punching him then. Depends on, like I said, the circumstance, exactly what's going on. But yeah, I wouldn't let him hit the kid. And by the way, just because that's how you do things in Mexico doesn't matter. In fact, if I was in Mexico and you did it, probably same reaction. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, when in Rome, do as the Romans. Whole lot of that. But not when it comes to the kids. Seriously, I'm in Puerto Vallarta or Cabo San Lucas or something. Somebody does it. Same scenario. I don't care. I mean, of course, the federales, maybe policia may end up, but still, that's what I'm doing. I may end up in a Mexican prison, but that's how I'm going to handle it. What would you have done in this situation? 888-900-3393. And would your spouse, significant other, have handled it first? Who would be the most likely to defend the kid? Who would be the quickest to... I guarantee my wife would have. It's not like I would have been waiting, but she would have absolutely gone nuts. I'm trying to think what my parents... My mom definitely would have been that way, too. Yeah, my mom had some issues when we were kids. Not with people and things. Now, cops said he smelled like alcohol and slurred speech. When they ran the background check on him, he has been arrested 50 times over the last 10 years. Just 50 times for drunken offenses. just 50. He's in the Georgia arrested 50 times. I don't know what his immigration status is. I mean, I'll assume legal American citizen. But if he's 62, he's been arrested 50 times in 10 years for a lot of drunken stuff. It says this is how we deal with kids in Mexico. I'm checking the immigration status. I'm not going to assume that he is here lawfully. I went to today's world, arrested 50 times for stuff like this. Oh, go ahead. He's okay. He didn't kill anybody. Go ahead and let him back out. He was charged with battery, obstruction, and resisting. Man, this would die. I don't want the kid hurt, but I'm curious exactly what I would have done in that situation. I'd actually like to see it play out, minus the kid getting hurt. Just test my reaction in that scenario. We got Handicap Jeff spinning the dials, radio style for us this morning in Dallas, Texas. Jeff, what would your reaction have been? Stranger says, this is how we deal with kids in Mexico, and they start slapping your kid around.
Man, are you kidding? I would have gone to the popcorn aisle of the store, got some popcorn, got a soda, and kicked back and watched my wife totally rip this guy up. I mean, seriously, I wouldn't have pulled her off or anything, because chances are I might have gotten hurt. You with me? I mean, just let her do it. I mean, that's all there is to it.
Now, mind you, I may have disciplined my kid the exact same way as this guy. I'm not saying the kid shouldn't be spanked in this. I'm not saying that. I likely
no,
slapped
sure,
the
absolutely.
Kid around worse than him.
But
you
the thing
shut
is,
up, I told
your
you
kid.
No.
Not
right,
his
that's
kid,
it.
Your kid.
I mean, I don't even want like relatives slapping the kid around, right? I mean,
no, it doesn't happen. Not at all.
I mean,
no.
That's exclusively the domain of the parents. Sometimes extended family member, like a step-parent maybe, or a grandparent.
No, see, here's the thing with that. If I may, I had a talk with the ex-wife and the grandparents. At the time, we were married, but I told the grandparents that nobody disciplines. I mean, if you wish to be able to correct his behavior, so be it. But as far as any type of corporal punishment, that's left to myself and or the wife.
Yeah.
And so even now, with my new wife, the new wife understands that there's no corporal punishment dealt by her. It's just by me and or his mother. It's just simple. You lay the boundaries out. That's what it is.
Yeah, when the ex and I got separated and went through a divorce, and my son, oldest son, who is now 15 and a half, at the time, she started dating then. And I was like, you know, that's cool. You're going to live your life. You're going to date. That's cool. And I was like, but here's a couple of ground rules. I'm like,
right?
No, I did. And I said, and I mean, I'm abide by him as well. And if she had other issues for me, I would have said fine, you know, provided they were reasonable. But I said, listen, you want to date people? That's fine. Go ahead and date. You want to introduce them? That's fine as well. But maybe you date somebody a while before you introduce them, because it doesn't need to meet 400 different people if you're going to be dating and, you know, dating a lot. That's fine. But, you know, when you get to that point, fine. But he shouldn't be meeting a whole bunch of people in his life. And then when you do get to that point, they're not to discipline him. That's just not going to. I told her, I'm like, you know me. I'm a reasonable person. But you know you cross that line and I get a little crazy. You know I get the little twitch in the eye and the vein on the side of the head. You know what's coming. I go,
it's
and it's going to.
Angry eyes.
Oh, I did. I go, you know it's going to be really, really bad at that point. So we can keep this, you know, real amicable. Everything can be fine. No discipline. Period. You want to talk to me? That's fine. She's okay. That's fine. And it's been swell. So that's always solid. All right. Get the tweets in with the hashtag What I Learned Today. I'm just looking for your thoughts on this as well. 888-900-3393. I think that's pretty reasonable. This guy, though, the dad, from what I'm told, didn't hit the guy. I mean, he may have stepped in and, you know, pulled the guy off, but I think the guy just picked him up and went whack, whack, whack three times. Maybe he was already putting the kid down or something. But he called the popo. I'm trying to think if I would have called the police. I don't know that I would have.
Yeah, I would have.
I'm trying to think. No, I think, you know, I think I would have probably, it would have been a physical altercation, and I would have been like, okay,
well, no,
you know, time served.
No, afterwards, you know, I mean, would have called the police. Physical altercation first, and then the police afterwards.
I don't know if I would have even waited at that point. I mean, if someone wanted to call on him, if he wanted me to wait for the cops, sure. But I'm cool with just, you know, slapping the guy around a little bit and then being like, and that's how we do things in America when you touch our kids. That's what I would have seriously.
Man, listen, I wouldn't have had a problem if the guy was like, look, your kid's being, you know, rowdy, or he's being unruly, or whatever the case may be. Okay, fine. bring it to my attention, or even, you know, in a polite way to the child, say, hey, look, you know what? That doesn't need to happen here. And then turn around and walk away. But to actually cross the line and lay your hands on the kid, you know, you cross the line. It's pure and simple.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I'm kind of on the fence about somebody verbally disciplining a kid. If it's somebody at the store, the store owner, a worker bee, and it's their job to say, hey, it's not how we do things in this store, because they would tell an adult that as well, right? Hey, don't do that. Whatever, that's not acceptable. Probably. Another stranger, though, a stranger who's just like, hey, don't talk to your parents that way, or hey, straighten up. There's somebody, I got this under control here. You know,
yeah, but do you?
No, I do.
I mean, because your kid's already acting unruly to begin with.
Guess what? If it's not a violation of the law or store policy, if the store doesn't have a problem with it, I got it under control. Seriously, that's what it is.
Okay.
I mean, that's you may not think it's under control. I got it under control. I got this one. It's cool. It doesn't take a village to raise my child, just so you know. I don't need the village. And by the way, if you don't like it, that's cool. We don't have to hang out. You can go to a different aisle, I can, whatever. If you don't like it and you want to go to the store or the manager and say, what the hell, I'm not coming back here because these people are being rowdy or the kid's being rowdy, and the store wants to come to me and say, hey, we're not going to tolerate that, that's fine as well. You could come to me as the adult, as the parent, and say, hey, your kid's being rowdy and I don't like that in here, and I will respond accordingly. I'm not saying I will tell you to, you know, screw off or something. I may be like, hey, yeah, I know that he's sick or whatever it is, or I'm taking care of it, or maybe I'm not going to take care of it. Whatever is appropriate right at the time. I'm not comfortable, and I wouldn't go to somebody else's kid and say, hey, talk to your mom better. Imagine you're in the store and you see an 8-year-old, and he's berating his mom. Verbal berating his mom. Just calling her the worst things and blah, 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 blah. That's not right. And that kid needs somebody to teach him that you don't talk to adults that way. And you certainly should be honoring your parents. But I'm not the person to do that. That's not me. I don't know them. I don't know the family. I haven't been asked by the parents. That's just me. I mean, yeah, I think the kid needs to be taught that, but it's also the mom's responsibility to do that, or the dad, or somebody she knows. Now, if a close friend of mine, if their kid was acting that way, I may go to him and go, you know, Paul, I don't think your kid should be treating your wife that way or you that way. I'm sorry. You know, I mean, that's a little different. But I don't think it's my responsibility to help, you know, raise every kid that I see in the street or whatever, because I don't also know the extenuating circumstances. There could be some obvious ones where if the 8-year-old is dropping a C-bomb on his mom, I don't know too many extenuating circumstances, but let's say the kid has Tourette's. I don't know that. Let's say the kid has some other mental deficiency. Right. I mean, I don't know. So if I, first of all, start coming down on the kid, it may not be doing any good. If you get to the point where your kid is calling you something like that, the battle is probably pretty much lost anyways, or it's going to, the correction is going to be more than I can help in, you know, a 10-second alteration standing in the Kroger, you know?
Let me ask you a question real quick. Okay. Yeah. What if you got kids running through your yard? Here's an example. All right. When I was growing up, we had a neighborhood full of kids, all the same age, and we were playing guns, hide and go seek, all kinds of stuff.
And you were running through people's yards?
We were running through all, well, I was kind of walking. I was on crutches.
I'm just asking for a clarification.
I was on crutches, okay, kind of moving as fast as I could, going through this guy's yard.
In spirit, you were running through yards.
In my heart of hearts, man, I was flying like Superman, all right?
Gotcha.
Anyways, going through this guy's yard, didn't know that this guy worked at night, slept during the day. So it was a Saturday, and we're loud, and we're just having a good time. Mm-hmm. Next thing I know, this guy pops up, opens up his bedroom window, because I'm hiding in between the bush in this house, right?
Sure.
He begins to yell at me and tells me, don't ever come in my yard again, and on. That's when I found out he worked at nights, and so on and so forth. Great. Thank you very much. Left his yard, never went into that dude's yard again.
All right.
So is that a problem?
No, because it's his yard.
Okay.
That's different. It's different because it doesn't matter who's in his yard, a kid, a parent, a cop. without a warrant, an extraterrestrial, squirrels, I don't care what it is, my property, my rules.
Okay, so what if this kid's in your bubble? You're at the store, now this kid's in your bubble.
What are you talking about?
He's in your cart. He's around your cart. He's around your area. He's acting like a spoiled brat. You're just going to walk on by and be like, okay, whatever? Or you're not going to say, hey, look, young man, that's not appropriate. You don't need to be near my stuff.
You mean like the marshmallows and
I'm just throwing scenarios out there. I don't know.
When you say my stuff, you mean the cart full of like marshmallows and hand cream and
your
and pizza and whatever I'm buying?
Yeah.
No, because that's just is if he's not impeding my progress, if he's not in the way of the cart, I'm just like, hey, excuse me. And at some point, and I would do that to an adult or anybody. That has nothing to do with the kid. That has to do with somebody in my, excuse me. Hey, step aside. Get out of the way. I mean, it's going to be like that at some point. But no, it doesn't have to do with the kid. Other than that, that's up to the parents. Sorry, that's their call. I'm not trying to raise your kids. I can barely raise my own. I don't want you raising mine. It doesn't take a village. I don't want Hillary Clinton involved.
All right.
I don't want any of that. So anyways, Juan Martinez was arrested, charged with battery, obstruction, and resisting.
Knowledge is power. Tweet at us with the hashtag #WhatILearnedToday. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.